Well, how is everyone? It's good to be here in the house of the Lord. Amen. So this year, our vision as a church is power and authority. And if you have missed the last 2 weeks, I would really encourage you to listen to Pastor Lee and Pastor Bevan's messages on this. You know, I really believe this is an exciting time in the life of our church. Knowing Jesus and stepping into a greater understanding and awareness of the power and the authority that has been given to us through Jesus. It's not our ability, it's not our power, but it's the power and authority that Jesus has given us. And as has been shared, Jesus said very clearly in Matthew 28:18, he says to his disciples, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me." All authority belongs to Jesus. In heaven, on earth, all authority over sickness, fear, sin, and death. And this authority was given to him by God the Father. But it doesn't stop there. Jesus was also clear in Luke 9:1-2. When Jesus called the 12 disciples together, he gave them power and authority to drive out demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And again, in Luke 10:19, he says, "I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you." Jesus gave his followers power and authority. And this is true for us today. If we believe in Jesus, if we have accepted him as our Lord and Savior, this is the truth for our lives, that we walk in power and authority. Not because of who we are, but because of who we are in Jesus. He has called us to overcome and not be afraid. And this is our encouragement today. God is reassuring us not to be afraid, not to hold back, and not to retreat. And because of Jesus, this is our reality, that through him we can stand firm, we can declare, we can overcome, and we can oppose those things that are contrary to God's word and God's promises for our lives and our families and for the people around us. We can stand firm, we can take confidently, walk in our confidence, and we can live daily in what Jesus has given us. Because we have the full weight of heaven behind us. And we have the backing of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This isn't just something that we agree with from time to time. You know, that sounds nice. Maybe I'll give it a go. Give it a red hot crack, as we heard in giving. No, this is something that we are called to live in every single day. And the reason God is reminding us of this truth, the reason that this is the vision this year for our church, is because he has not called us to stay where we are. He doesn't want us to retreat. He is calling us to advance today. The life of this church, for your families, for every single person, we are not retreating. Do I hear him? Amen? We are not standing still, but we are advancing. And let me encourage you, we can most certainly do it. Advance means to move forward with purpose. And we can do this because of the power and authority that has been given to us. We are advancing with purpose and faith. We are advancing and sharing the gospel, the good news, the truth. to see family and friends come to know him, to see the plans and purposes of God outworked in our lives, to see those things broken off in our lives, those stubborn things, and to see healing and restoration. But there is something that tries to stop us from moving forward, and that's fear. Fear tries to tell you that you need to stay silent. Fear tries to keep you in your same spot and doesn't want you to move forward. Fear tries to tell you that you're not ready, that you're not good enough, and that you're not capable. And I can understand that it is a natural response at times when there are difficulties and challenges that come your way, like relationship struggles. Maybe there's an issue in your marriage. Maybe there's unpredictability at work. Maybe there's family and friends that you know that are going through something that you're just not sure how they're going to see the outcome for this. Maybe it's sickness or financial struggles. But here is the truth today. Fear is not superior and it does not have the last word. It does not have the final say. And the reason I believe this is because God has given Jesus the name that is above every name. And it says in Philippians 2, 9 to 11, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. That at that name of Jesus, every knee's going to bow, and heaven and earth and under the earth, and every tongue will acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God our Father. Fear is subjected to the name of Jesus, and Jesus has authority over fear. So what does that mean for you and I today? That we too have the power and the authority over fear. We have his name. We have the blood of Jesus. We have his word and what he's given to us. And we can be assured this morning that fear does not come from God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says this, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. God has given us power, he has given us love, and he has given us a sound mind. What incredible backing we have in Jesus. All authority belongs to him, and all glory goes to God. And we see this truth played out so clearly in 1 Samuel chapter 17, when the Israelites under King Saul found themselves face to face with Goliath. The Israelites and the Philistines were longtime enemies. And in this particular chapter, the two armies were camped on either sides of a hill with a valley in between them. Every day, Goliath would come out of the Philistine camp and challenge anyone to fight him. For 40 days, the army of Israel stood there, unsure of what to do. 1 Samuel 17:10 to 11 says this, and the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. They saw the size of Goliath. He was huge. Even in today's age, he was huge. They heard his words and his taunts, and they were afraid. Who was going to go up against them? You can go. No, you can go. No, I'm not going to go. Who was going to go up against this giant? This fear kept them in their place. In fact, when they heard Goliath speak, they ran off in fear. They were definitely not advancing. And what was the circuit breaker for them in this situation? David and his belief in God. His belief that God is bigger than fear. And that is true for us today. You know, fear doesn't just show up in battlefields. It shows up in the everyday moments when we're trying to be bold. It shows up when we're just trying to step out in faith. It even shows up in prayer meetings. You know, I could say it was 5 years ago, but unfortunately it wasn't. But when I was at uni, I decided to be bold and go to the Christian a Christian group on campus. And this particular day, we had a guest speaker. And after he'd finished speaking, he said, "Now, we're going to just spend a moment in prayer. If anyone would like to join in, please do so." And has anyone ever experienced one of those moments when you just go, "Oh, I know the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. Do I step out in boldness or do I shrink back? What do I do?" Oh. And then you kind of like wait for someone else to step forward and pray. And you think, "Oh, no one's going." And I just knew that I had to be obedient. So I went out and prayed. But I just need to give you a disclaimer. I was young. So my prayer was very fervent and it was very loud. And after I'd finished praying, it was the end of the meeting. So we just spent a few minutes talking. And then I went to the bathroom. Well, when I looked in the mirror, I got such a shock. My face was bright red, even redder than it is right now. My eyes were puffy. And because of the intensity of the way I was praying, I had all these red dots above my eyes where I don't know if I'd broken the capillaries or what I'd done. But I was just so shocked to see my face and so embarrassed that I made a decision right then that I was not going to go back to that group again. How sad is that? In all honesty, I've had to repent and say, "God, I am so sorry for that." But what it really showed me from that experience, that fear will try and silence what God has called you to do. And I am a testimony today that I have trodden on fear in this area and have said, "I am going to be bold and I will pray and I will move forward in what God has called me to do." Don't let fear stop you today from moving forward and advancing in what God has called you to do. Stand up in your power and authority. Maybe it's fear of praying out loud in a connect group, fear of sharing your testimony with friends and family and workmates. Maybe it's just fear in stepping out into something new, fear of what people will think. But God is calling us to stand firm and advance. He is encouraging us that we have power and authority over fear, and we have the backing of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So what do we need to do as I invite the worship team back up? So how do you and I walk in authority that God has given us? One of the things we can do is just simply believe. We need to believe what God has said about us. He loves you and He is with you every step of the journey. We need to recognize what He has given us and recognize the power of Holy Spirit in our lives. We need to exercise. Now, I know some of you may want to cover your ears when you hear that word, but we need to do something with what God has given us. You know, in January, I made a New Year's resolution. I thought, right, I'm going to go and buy some free handheld weights. I got a 5. I think I got a 4 or 5 and I already had an 8. But, you know, if they're just sitting in the corner with me hoping that, oh, maybe they will do something with me just wishing it, it is never, ever going to happen. No matter how much I wish it would change. And you know what? I need to do something if I'm going to see the results. And maybe in 2 months' time you can come and ask me how I'm going with that. But it's the same with the authority that God has given us. It is real. It is powerful. But we need to use it if we want to see the results that God has already purposed for our lives and for our families. We can do this by praying for people, speaking truth over ourselves and our families, sharing our faith, declaring God's promises, breakthrough and healing, and stepping out in what the Holy Spirit prompts us to do. And we need to keep our eyes on Jesus, because it's all about Him. He's the one that has given it to us, so we need to keep our eyes fixed on Him. All authority comes from Him, and it's not because of our ability, not from our confidence, but it's because of our daily relationship with Jesus, our Saviour. Hebrews 12:2 says, "Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end." It's all about Jesus, keeping our eyes fixed on who He is, who He is, who He is, the lover of our souls, the person who has given us freedom, the person who has given us power and authority, keeping our eyes fixed on him daily. Because we are advancing with purpose. We are advancing with purpose. And the reason I know this to be true is the Sunday after Pastor Lee had shared his vision for our church, the vision for this church of power and authority. In the afternoon, I had a bit of a kip, but during that time I had a dream, and I wanted to share some elements of that dream with you. But in that dream, a man came and knocked on the door, and I went and answered the door. And he came in and said, I just need to come in and see if there's any cracks or lines in the interior walls of your house, because I'm here to fix it. And you know when you're just taken by surprise and you just walked in, but there was another man that walked in behind him, and I hadn't actually noticed him at first. And I sort of stood there and thought, I said to them, I haven't actually noticed any lines or cracks in the walls. And actually my husband Murray's not here, so I want you to leave. And they said, oh, no, don't, it's not going to take very long. Let us just do what we need to do. And I said, no, I actually need you to leave. And I put my hand up like that. And I said, I need you to go. So they reluctantly walked to the door and they both walked out. I then locked the screen door, and I just knew to lock the main door as well. But for some reason, it just wouldn't click. It kept popping open. And I started to get a little bit anxious, because I could feel that there's something wasn't right. So I locked it again, and after about the third or fourth attempt, thank goodness it finally locked. But then suddenly I couldn't see clearly. Suddenly my sight became hazy, and I thought, I feel uneasy right now. I need to go ring Murray. I need to try and find my glasses. So I walked back into where I keep my glasses in the lounge room, and I was trying to find my glasses because I knew I needed to ring Murray. But when I turned back and looked in, I noticed that the door was open again. And at that point, I thought, I'm trying not to be fearful right now. But something is not right. And thank goodness at that point I woke up. But what I really felt God was saying through this, what I felt that he wanted us to know, is that when those men walked in, there was something in my spirit that recognized that something wasn't right. And I said, no, you need to go. You need to leave. And yes, they tried to say, no, let's stay. But I put my foot down and stood in the authority that God has given me. And I said, you need to go. This is my house. And you know, have no right to be here. You need to leave. And many of us know what that feels like. At times when things just don't add up, and you know in your spirit that something isn't right. You may not be able to explain it, but you just know. This year, I believe God is giving us a greater awareness through the power of the Holy Spirit, so that when situations arise, we will stand firm, we will stand confident in who we are in Christ, and exercise the authority God has given us. Now, this isn't just for me, this is for all of us. This is for all of us as we step in to what God has placed in the life of this church, that there will not be that time of going, oh, what should I do? You will just know. I believe there is a confidence that is rising up in each of our spirits, that you will just know, and you will say, stop. You need to leave right now. Get your hand off my family. Get your hand off my child that you're trying to derail right now. Get your hand off my marriage that you are trying to end because of who you think you are in my life. Right now, we are standing firm. We are standing in confidence, not because of who we are, but we have the backing of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we are rising up. I can sense it now in people's hearts and lives. We are rising up. We are rising up in the power and the authority and the backing of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is my family. This is my church. These are my children. This is my marriage that has been given to me by God. And we are standing firm because of the power of the Holy Spirit at work within our hearts and our lives. When my sight was hazy and I needed my glasses, I believe this year God is bringing clarity to situations that have been unclear. Right now, even now, I can just sense the Holy Spirit is starting to pull back the veil on some of your eyes in situations that you've been going through. God, what do I do in this situation? How do I pray for my child? How do I pray for my marriage? How do I pray for the fact that I need financial breakthrough? But right now, I can just see it over people's hearts and lives right now. The Holy Spirit is pulling back the veil and showing you how to step forward in advance in the power of the Holy Ghost, because it's in you because of what Jesus has done. Now you can see what I was like in that prayer meeting when I was younger. And I also believe, and I believe this, that there are stubborn issues that have been in people's lives, and God is saying that is enough. It's like He is drawing a line and He's saying, what I want to do with those stubborn issues is for you to take a step forward in faith and believe that those stubborn issues are going to be broken in the name of Jesus. If it has been financial struggles in your life, if it has been relational struggles in your life, if it has been trying to find work in your life, whatever it is, those stubborn issues of maybe it's sickness in your family line, right now I believe God is bringing a closure to those stubborn things. Just like I struggled to get the door closed, God is saying it's not going to be a struggle anymore. When I shut the door, that door is shut and it will not open again, because it's who I am. And you know what? All glory is going to go to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's because it's who He is. 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 But your decision today is, please don't be afraid. Say, God, there may be something in me that's a bit hesitant, but you know what? The desire for that stubborn thing to be broken overrides my fear. The love of a Savior is going to override your fear this morning. The presence of the Holy Spirit is going to override your fear this morning. And I'm just going to give you a moment. If we all stand in this place, and as the worship team lead us in this song, we're going to sing that, and then I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Today, if you don't know Jesus, then I just want to encourage you that the best decision you can ever make is accepting Him as your Lord and Saviour, and to start with that right foundation of knowing Him. And our prayer is that your eyes will be open to the truth of who He is and who He can be in your life, and the fact that He deeply loves you. And it says in Romans 10:9, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. So today, if you're ready to take that step to say yes to Jesus, we would love to pray for you. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to say this prayer, and the rest of us are going to join in and repeat after me. And if you want to say that prayer for the first time, or maybe you haven't said it in a long time, I'd love for you to pray along with us. So, dear Jesus, please come into my life and forgive me of all my sins. I declare that You are Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised You from the dead, and I choose to follow You. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
We pray that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.